Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Jules River drama continues. Coroner Thorpe confronts Mr. Pyle. The death and alleged murder of Robert William Beale at Jules River Plantation, St. Joseph, continued to plague the peace of the island, especially in the surrounding areas of that location. Opinions continue to be rife even amongst the officials and other authority figures, and committed allies formed the United Fronts. To this end, on this day, October 11th in the year 1823, this incident continued to be litigated in the pages of the Barbadian, seemingly to sway opinion and overturn the already established legal process and outcome. The contention on this day was related to what could be classified as the undermining of the coroner's case, even after the case was closed as a result of insufficient evidence. Under directions from the governor, Sir Henry Ward, Mr. Thorpe, the coroner, was informed that Mr. Richard P. Pyle, a magistrate and prominent resident of St. Joseph, had visited His Excellency regarding the death of Mr. Beale. Information revealed that Mr. Pyle informed Governor Ward that some influential residents of St. Joseph had requested him and a Mr. Messiah to join them in offering a reward for the discovery of the murderer or murderers, and he was there to pursue that cause. Mr. Pyle further admitted to His Excellency that after perusing the copy of proceedings furnished by the coroner, he did not think that the evidence in the document justified the verdict of murder as found by the jury. Nevertheless, he further revealed that it was, quote, confidently reported to the parish of St. Joseph that sufficient evidence might be procured to substantiate the charge of murder against certain individuals, end quote. Mr. Pyle also confirmed that he could not justify these reports as true, but only as reports. This reporting caused Mr. Thorpe, the coroner, to take Mr. Pyle to task, incensed by the way the issue was kept alive, with authority figures publishing their views and perspectives on the matter, both privately and in the media, despite the protocols followed and conclusions made and published by the coroner in his official capacity. Mr. Thorpe lambasted Mr. Pyle for his interference, noting that although Mr. Pyle had informed the governor that the information was, quote, confidently reported, he allows at the same time that he only heard them as reports, end quote. Noting that he had followed protocols dictated by the law and was guided by the evidence before him, Mr. Thorpe would also call out Mr. Pyle for his own negligence, pointing out that in his own capacity as a magistrate, there were measures available to him within the law if he was willing to act within those bounds. Mr. Thorpe defended his position and concluded, quote, I will venture to say that for integrity, strict application, and a conscientious discharge of my duty, I will yield to none, nor will I swerve from the performance of what is lawfully required of me. Public characters are subject to investigation, and if I am ever called upon, I shall be most happy to render an account of my stewardship, end quote. Barbados was in an uproar re the alleged murder of Robert William Beale, but the only conclusion to murder that could be determined was based on unfounded evidence. Therefore, on this day, October 11th in the year 1823, Coroner Thorpe defended his position against those who would have it otherwise.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.